Good morning, Hopkins Junior High. This is John Carnahan here with you today at the CMEA State Orchestra Festival. My pleasure to get to hear the group, and congratulations on being selected to be here. It just looks like we're ready to go. Sure, we take that tempo right off the beginning that the conductor gives you. It's just a little bit behind. Stay right in time here so the energy is moving forward. Ooh, okay, careful there. Strings rush quite a bit on those 16th note patterns in bar 11. Yeah, come on, strings. Violins. Need a little bit more bow there going through those 16th note patterns. You're cheating a little bit. You've got to work a little bit harder so that that volume is nice and strong, that you get those 16th notes through the ensemble. Just needs a little bit more projection. Yeah, you're just cheating a little bit, especially on the up bows on the 16th note patterns, bow to bow, so that means we're not getting that 16th note projected, and also it's causing you to rush that just a little bit, so we need that measurement to be equal between down and up bow through the 16th note patterns. Yeah, nice job through here. Good balance. I appreciate that very much. Yeah, nice little retard there. Make sure everybody's vibrating through here in the violins. You don't cheat and just kind of pretend to do it. Just really get in there and vibrate with nice control and depth. There you go, Chelly. Get in there. Deep, dun, 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 dun. You can dig in just a little bit more. Just a little bit more weight. A little bit more to get those to speak nice and crisp and clean. Yeah. Doodle daddle, doodle daddle, doodle daddle, doodle daddle. A little bit of, again, 16th notes. Want to rush just a little bit, violins. Be careful. And here they go again. Yeah, I can see that the up bows are a little weak through these 16th note patterns. Got to work just a little bit harder. Get those up bow 16ths to speak clearly. Good control of dynamic, maybe a little less on the decrescendos, and even I think a little less on the subito. Dee da dee da da da. Yeah, keep that one moving forward a little bit more. rhythmically, just wanted to stretch out a little bit. So move those bows, keep them moving. You got to work a little bit harder in some of these rhythmic contexts. Yeah, good. Watch those 16ths. Beep, bum, ba-dum, ba-dum. You played them ba-dum, ba-dum, like a triplet. This is bar 82 and 83. Just watch. You really have to be careful of those whenever there's a dotted pattern and then a 16th after to make sure that you're really in the 16th note subdivision rather than a triplet subdivision, which we so often do. You have to fight that tendency and really make them tight. In fact, usually it's even tighter than a 16th note because that's the energy of the music that's being propelled forward within that context of a rhythm. Nice control of pitch. I appreciate the way you approach intonation in this string ensemble. To watch, you know, when there's a little, like in the last piece, there were some suspensions and things written through the lower instruments, or through viola, or through second violins. We want to make sure that those come through the texture of the ensemble when it's your turn to actually be the important line as a second violin rather than always supporting. I'm talking about bar 12, when you have these suspension resolutions that you need to be the one that comes through the texture rather than hiding in the texture. Shelley doing pretty good in the upper range there. Yeah, nice position change, cello. I like that. Well done. And when there's a moving note that's not melody, you still have to bring it out. So cello in bar 30, again, that's these two little areas of connecting the thematic material or creating a little more rhythmic and harmonic momentum. You have to make sure that you are bringing that through the texture rather than hiding within the texture. This could be a little bit stronger here. This is kind of the big moment statement. So a little more bow. That's right. A little bit more bow. Maybe move a little bit more towards the bridge through that nice forte section there just to give it a bigger sound. Let's see where you are here. Yeah, good. Even here could use a little bit more sound. A little bit more weight, a little bit more bow. Looks like you did move towards the bridge good. Well done. Cello, get a little bit more toward the bridge there. Get a little bit bigger sound. This is the real big moment. Okay, then we move away. Maybe a little more toward the tip here with this diminuendo. So we really have a nice balance of sound getting through the next crescendo. Here's these moving eighth notes again. They're the kind of what we call connecting line for the melody that need to be brought forward one dynamic higher so that you come through the texture and it gives it all that nice rhythmic momentum and harmonic momentum. Upside of the hairpins on the crescendo side, a little bit more momentum. There's a good one. Yeah. Good. Keep saying the same thing, but again, cello, whenever you're coming through here, all these little connecting eighth note patterns that sew together the melodic material, you just stitch it right into the next statement. Some vibrato, some nod, kind of half and half there in the violins. Make sure we define how we're going to approach that vibration. Yeah, very good. Beautiful. Well, that's a nice piece. I don't know that one. Really a beautiful piece of music. Yeah, nice. Yeah, good job, guys. I really enjoyed the performance. Not much to talk about to this group. Just a few little things here and there about where kind of to be in terms of where your bow is. You were really achieving that. You just have to be consistent from player to player so that sound remains constant. Some of the dynamic things, we get a little bigger sound sometimes by moving toward the bridge, et cetera, a little bit more weight, a little more bow. Just keeping all of those things constant so that we're making those adjustments as we traverse through the dynamic range and the approach of the piece. Oop, let's get started right off the block here. Yeah, let's get those accents. I really pull that bow. You need a fast bow there to get those accents going. You really aim for these groupings of four eighth notes. Yeah, you can actually put an extra little accent on these groupings of four eighth notes. Just stylistically, it will be correct and to really keep the music rhythmically moving forward. Nice quarter note triplet. Well done. Yeah, this could be, I think, quite a bit softer. It'll probably move a little bit more toward the tip on these little eighth note patterns. So whenever it's really soft, use it. That part of the bow, I think, would work a little better for you, maybe. Right, a little bit of rhythm problems there, yeah. Make sure we keep all of this
ethereal sound moving forward rhythmically rather than allowing the tempo to drop. And it's easy to do whenever you're sliding like that, of course, because those slides want to pull the tempo down. Good, Joey. Nice pitch control there. Yeah, a little bit more on these hairpins, a little bit more impressionistic type of hairpin movement here, and hairpin meaning the crescendo, decrescendo. Yeah, again, this piece is having a little bit more precision issues than the other pieces. I think because I need a little influence on the... You're playing the notes as written. D, dun, dun, beam, bum, bum, beam, bum, bum, beam, bum, bum, beam, bum, bum, beam, bum, bum. Could use a little bump on the beginning of these triplet figures. Yeah, especially on the up bow. D. Nice. Yeah, D, dun, dun, D. This is tough. Duple against triple is always a consideration in terms of keeping the pulse and keeping the precision as both of those are being performed at the same time. And the key is just to get to the downbeats. Really watch the conductor and get to the downbeats through that segment. Yeah, those eighth note triplets want to rush. So be careful. Deep, bom, bom, beam, but a little bit more bow would slow those down just a tad enough to make them fit right in the slot of pulse. Yeah, don't let this glissandi control your pitch as you arrive. Make sure that your arrival point is still in good pitch center. Yeah. I think usually on a slide you're going to be a little bit low, so be careful to get all the way up there. Yeah, you want to get up there all the way to where that note is whenever you slide up there. Just get up there. Yeah, second violins, we need a little more of you. Where did you go in there? Yeah, you're hiding a little bit. Yeah, pretty good control of rhythm through here. Precision just a little bit less than accurate through here. Just get to those, really get to those downbeats together. D, D, dum, bum, bum. That's what we have to be feeling, not just the note sequence, but exactly where those downbeats are. And line up from top to bottom, everybody's rhythmic influence. Great job. Really a nice group. Really appreciate your performance today. Well done. A nice training top to bottom. It's good to see all of the players demonstrating good technique and good playing and performance quality. Good bowing all the way from top to bottom. Very defined. Very, very well done. Appreciate your performance. Thanks, guys. Great job.